It's the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A presentation of Becky Holm, your insurance professional, focusing on Medicare, Marketplace, dental, and life.
The Cork and Cakewalk happening in Myrtle Creek on Friday. A lot of folks involved with that, including Marcus Loper, who joins us now. Marcus, good morning.
Good morning. How's it going?
Doing good. So tell us about this event on Friday. What's going on?
So it's an event we hold every year. This year, we've kind of gone above and beyond and got more vendors than we ever have and more community businesses to attend this. It's just a good event to have a lot of good outreach to all of our local vendors and getting people inside these businesses that sometimes they don't really go into. So it's a great event. We have over 16 different locations this year with 16 different beer options, wine options, and we actually have, for the first time, a non-alcoholic option as well.
Wow. Now, this is the Myrtle Creek Main Street Association doing all this, right?
Yes.
And how did you get involved with it?
You know, honestly, I have always kind of followed my dad. His name's Jeff Johnson, and he's always been a community guy. So trying to follow in his footsteps to really, you know, do some good events for our little town that we love so much.
Well, if people want to participate in this, what do they need to know in terms of, I mean, can you just show up? Do you need to do something in advance or what?
Yes. So right now we are doing pre-sale for our glasses at a couple different locations in Myrtle Creek. That would include SoCo's Coffee, J-Man Realty, the new Dad's Garage Tap House, and the MSK located in Myrtle Creek. And it's $25. You get a glass, and you get 16 different tastings with that glass that you purchase. And on the day of the event, you'll get a band, a 21 and over band, and then the event goes from 5 to 8. And actually, our second street will be closed off, and we'll have some fire pits, we'll have live music, and a couple of different food options on that street as well.
So you could basically just stroll around from location to location and enjoy the beverages and the atmosphere.
Absolutely, and this is the first time this year that we are able to, you know, sell. If someone likes something, that you can have a full drink if you stay in that location, and it's really going to be a good outreach for all these vendors to come in, and hopefully, you know, more vendors will see this and be able to come enjoy this next year and make it even bigger.
And a three-hour event as well, so options there if people, you know, don't get off work till 6 o'clock or something, they can still come and enjoy it.
Oh, absolutely. And then, like last year, we had Second Street closed down for, I think, half an hour to an hour longer, to where we just kind of got to sit there and enjoy ourselves and sit at the table, enjoy the fire pit. And it's just, you know, it's a good community event. And it's rain or shine as well. So even if it is raining, we're all out there having fun and having good drinks from our local vendors. And I'm very excited for it.
Well, and I'm just double-checking here. You are going to have dry weather unless something drastically changes, so no rain to worry about.
Perfect. That makes it even better.
So what do you think in terms of the business community in Myrtle Creek? I know you've got newer places. You've got folks that have been around there for a lot of years and probably some folks that could use some encouragement, seeing some new folks in their town.
I would just say, you know, I think this next year coming up, if people are attending it and want to do it next year, just show up to the meetings. And next year we're going to be doing it even bigger, hopefully, and hopefully bringing in more businesses to come down to us. And I'm super excited for this event on Friday.
All right. And again, where do people get the pre-sale?
Pre-sale would be at SoCo's Coffee in Myrtle Creek, Jason Mann's Realtor Office in Myrtle Creek, the new Dad's Garage Tap House, also in Myrtle Creek, and the MSK in Myrtle Creek.
All right, the Cork and Keg Walk happening on Friday, 5 to 8, presented by the Myrtle Creek Main Street Association. Marcus Loper, thanks for being on this morning.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me.
All right, 8:37 at the Morning Report.